Welcome to Instant Trivia, episode 1125, your one-stop shop for the most intriguing trivia on the web. Let's dive right in. Round 1, today's category, lakes around the world. Question 1. This upstate New York city, renowned for hosting the 1980 Winter Olympics, is a household name among locals. The answer, Lake Placid. On to question 2. This lake, known to Nevada border residents, is named from the Washoe word for big water. The answer, Lake Tahoe. Now for question 3. Ports such as Duluth on this great lake are reported to have above average workers. The answer, Lake Superior. Moving on to question 4. This lake, formed by the creation of the Aswan High Dam, has had people walking like Egyptians around it. The answer is Lake Nasser. And for our final question in this round, this Swiss lake, overlooked by UN office workers, provides a stunning view of the Alps. The answer, Lake Geneva. Now for round 2, the category, New York City authors. Question 1. Walt Whitman, Henry Miller, and the tree in Betty Smith's acclaimed novel all call this borough home. The answer is Brooklyn. Question 2. Even though he looked homeward to North Carolina, this author resided in NYC as he believed, you can't go home again. The answer is Thomas Wolfe. Question 3. James Baldwin referred to this place as the only human part of New York, but still chose to leave it. The answer is Harlem. Question 4. Mark Twain, Dylan Thomas, and Arthur Miller all resided in this renowned hotel named after a London district. The answer is the Chelsea. Question 5. This Borstal boy was reportedly ejected from the Algonquin Hotel for chasing the maids down the hallways. The answer is Brendan Behan. We're on to round 3, the category 20th century books. Question 1. What is fire? It's a mystery, says this novel. Its real beauty is that it destroys responsibility and consequences. The answer, Fahrenheit 451. Question 2. In this Steinbeck tale, the title object is thrown back into the water after causing havoc. The answer is the pearl. Now for question 3. This 1969 Philip Roth book was selected by the Modern Library as one of the top English language novels of the century. The answer is Portnoy's Complaint. Question 4. This novel unfolds on the porch of Tara. The answer is Gone with the Wind. Question 5. In a 1950 tale, Lucy steps into this part of the title and unearths a second row of coats hanging up behind the first. The answer is a wardrobe. Round 4. The category, statuesque authors. Question 1. Much of her 6th century BC poetry has been lost, but her legacy as a pioneering female writer still stands strong. The answer is Sappho. Question 2. This Danish author has a statue in Central Park, and it's accompanied by a not-so-ugly duckling. The answer is Hans Christian Andersen. Question 3. Ignore the Nevermore. He's been in Baltimore since 1921. The answer is Edgar Allan Poe. Question 4. As expected, this author's statue is propped up at the bar in the El Floridita in Havana. The answer is Ernest Hemingway. Question 5. The statue of this Victorian author, born Mary Ann Evans, is located in Warwickshire, where she set many of her novels. The answer is George Eliot. And now the final round, the category, historical smarties. Question 1. In 1800, William Nicholson managed to split water molecules into these two elements. The answer, hydrogen and oxygen. Question 2. This Swede's temperature scale, invented in 1742, is used almost everywhere, except in the U.S. The answer is Anders Celsius. Question 3. We'd have much dirtier windows if Louis Bernard Guyton de Morveau hadn't liquefied this gas in 1798. The answer is ammonia. Question 4. In 1996, Gary Hack discovered the sphenomandibularis, an unknown one of these in the face. The answer is a muscle. Question 5. These French brothers introduced the pneumatic tire for cars, a last name now synonymous with tires. The answer is Michelin. Thanks for tuning in to Instant Trivia. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Join us tomorrow for more exciting trivia.